But Lorenza, are you sure?
Brunn is sure that my aunt is sure, and that's enough for me, at least until we can talk more to Brunn. And she's being hunted, she says.
Lorenza. Dad needs to know this. He's at the office.
Call from the shuttle. We've got to go. I told Mother an incredible lie about a pregnant girl accusing half the regiment, and all of us having to have genetic scans. And if she calls, even though I told her it was all being kept quiet...
Well, the Colonel will have cats, and then he'll have us for breakfast. Right, I'm ready. But you'll stick out like anything up there.
George dug into his closet and bundled up another shirt and a pair of casual slacks.
We'll take these along. You can change on the shuttle while I call.
Ronnie reflected that George was a good deal less odious lately. Of course, he had been through that mess on Cerealis, and being shot in the gut was, according to the redoubtable Captain Serrano, a specific for youthful idiocy. Still, George had been odious for years. He had not so much turned over a new leaf as uprooted an entire forest. On the shuttle trip to Rockhouse Major, Ronnie told George all he knew or suspected and had kept from him before.
Brunn said if anyone else knew my aunt was conscious inside, her life would be in danger. I couldn't talk to anyone. I thought it was because she'd gone to see the king about Gerald.
About the prince? Why? Just because he showed up on Cerealis?
No, because on the trip home I noticed something.
Even now he was reluctant to tell George. But if the worst happened, someone had to know. And he had begun to think George was involved, had been from the beginning.
Do you remember that term when you nearly flunked all your subjects?
Not as clearly as I should, but I've heard about it often enough. My father insists it proves the need of diligent application. That's his term, and even the brightest boy can't skate by forever on native brilliance. The masters, well, you remember. As far as they were concerned, I was a typically lazy, careless, spoiled young brat. I thought I was working harder than I ever had, but nothing came of it. I suppose they were right, and I was fooling myself, thinking I was working. Daydreaming, maybe.
I think you were right, George, and they didn't recognize it. At 13, they expect boys to slack off, daydream, hang around, making mischief with others. So when your grades dropped, that's what they said. But I think it was something else.
What then? Hormones?
No, at least not your native hormones. George, this is very secret.
Right. I nearly flunk all my courses, and it's on my permanent records, and it's now a great secret. Nobody knows except you and every other boy I was at school with, all the masters, my family.
George's talent for being odious had not, Ronnie realized, vanished. It had merely been in hiding.
Shut up, George! I think someone made you stupid for a while on purpose.
Made me stupid? Why?
Then that handsome face changed, became more like his father's.
Oh, and you said something about the prince, and he changed schools.
And got a reputation for silly-ass idiocy, like that quarrel with me.
Ronnie reflected that his own end of that quarrel didn't argue for any great intelligence either, and flushed. But George didn't take that up.
The prince is stupid. The prince is... But he can't be, Ron. Someone would have noticed. Someone would have told the king.
Aunt Cecilia did just that, after we got back. On her usual high horse about it, too.
And then she has that stroke you say wasn't a real stroke. Like my term of being stupid, it wasn't real stupidity. Like the prince.
George looked at Ronnie with dawning comprehension.
Isn't really stupid. Not on his own.
But mine went away. Why didn't the prince's? Because someone wanted him to stay that way. And it had to be...
They stared at each other.
The king.
Oh, dear.
Ronnie remembered that he had planned to change and began pulling the studs from his dress shirt.
Oh, my. We are in trouble.
George, with nothing to occupy his mind but the problem at hand, leaned back in his seat.
If your aunt claims Lorenza poisoned her, and if that's why Lorenza poisoned her, then Lorenza may have done it to the prince.
Ronnie paused, his shirt half undone.
Remember that scandal a few years ago about the Graham Scholaris?
Of course. Dad defended the old man.
What if Lorenza supplies all sorts of useful poisons, chemicals, not just to the crown, but to others?
What, a medieval poisoner in our midst? That's awfully dramatic, Ronnie.
So is a stupid prince kept that way for years. So is my aunt's collapse.
Point taken.
George frowned at him, and Ronnie remembered he hadn't finished changing. He tore off the dress shirt and shrugged into George's casual one. A bit tight across the shoulders, but not enough to matter. He buttoned it slowly, still thinking.
Something else I just thought of. Remember when Gerald's older brothers died? That assassination and then the duel?
Yes. Do you think they were stupid, too?
No. I remember, though, that was when we were, what, 12, 13, along in there? Before your bad term, anyway. And Jared was almost 30. There was talk of having the Grand Council Familias agree to his secession in advance.
I don't... Yes, just a minute. I think they actually did, and then rescinded it after he died, so it wouldn't interfere with Nardrel's or Gerald's succession later.
I remember Gerald getting lots of visits from his brothers right before that. Picnics and so on. Remember? He wanted to ask us along, and his brothers said no, and he was annoyed with them. Then afterwards, he was all excited about something he wouldn't tell us.
I don't remember any of that.
George tossed Ronnie a tie.
Here, put on this anachronism. That shirt needs a reason to look tight across the shoulders.
Ronnie stretched his neck and worked the tie into position.
But I remember, and you and he were thick as anything for a week or so, you were grinning all over your face and wouldn't tell me.
Was that the time you tried to get it out of me by twisting my arm?
No, we already knew that wouldn't work. No, we tried bribery, an entire box of chocolate. You scoffed the lot and refused to divulge. You don't remember?
No, only it was next term I had trouble. You don't suppose someone really did drug me, and it took the memory, too?
I know Gerald avoided you that term. You'd gotten involved with those Hampton Reef boys.
I do remember them. Nasty beasts. And then the next year, I couldn't scrape them away. Thank heavens they transferred at midterm.
We're in the Rockhouse Major Approach now, gentlemen. If you'd take your seats, please, and prepare for docking.
Brunn wanted a shower, food, and sleep in that order, but ahead of everything else in her personal queue was safety. She changed levels and sectors again, finally choosing a spacer's hostel down the row from the one Harris had used before she left. She didn't dare use that one, in case someone was watching it, or the clerk recognized her, unlikely as that seemed. Cleanliness felt wonderful, better than food, and she'd just as soon sleep, she decided, stretching out on the comfortable bunk. Ronnie couldn't possibly get here for several hours, probably 6 or 7. She could sleep safely at least 2 of them.